We're going to go back a little bit. We're going to start 43B3 or Mem Gimel Amid Beis or 86. Okay, we're going to start in the middle of the page. Rish Mekadosh is Bitei. Really, it goes back. Okay, it goes back another page, 43B2. Okay, it says in the Mishnah, Ish Mekadosh is Bitei, a man could accept Kedushin for his daughter. Okay? So the question is, what daughter? Is it a minor, a 12-year-old? You know, what daughter is it? So now it also says in the Mishnah, Naira Merosa, a girl that already was betrothed, meaning she already had Kedushin, then the husband divorces her. He of Avia Mekablas Gita. Either she or her husband can accept the get. Amid Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ain't shtey yadayim zeches ke'echod. Two people cannot get it. El Avia Mekablas Gita. Only the father can accept the get. Okay? And then it says in the Mishnah, v'chol she'ni yochel lishmer es Gita. Whoever doesn't, any girl that's unable to take care of her get, means when she gets it, she understands that it's an important document to keep it. Any yecholel is God, she cannot become divorced. Because the Torah says, when you send her away of the house, she has to understand that you're throwing her out. If she doesn't understand, she's going to keep coming back. She doesn't understand that you're divorcing her. So Amar Ishlokish, so the Ishlokish said like this, K'machlekes l'gerishin, just like they're arguing by a get, that the Chachamim say she or her father could get the get. And Rabbi Yehuda says only the father. The same argument is by Kedushin. Okay? Meaning, by Kedushin, according to the Chachamim, the father or her can accept the Kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda says only the girl. We're talking about a 12-year-old here. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yechon and Amar, Rabbi Yechon says no. Machleik is the Gedush. The only argument between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chachamim hold both can accept the get, and the Rabbi Yehuda holds only the father, that's only about get. Aval kedushin, but when it comes to marriage, divrei hakol, everybody says avi avalehi. Okay, so Rabbi Yechonin holds that as far as kedushin goes, for a 12-year-old girl, only the father can accept it. The Shlokish holds, according to the Chachamim, either her or her father.
Isn't that 12-year-old girls get married in those days?
Those days, you used to get married at 8, 7, whatever. Okay, so it says like this. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, I'll leave with Rabbanan. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chachamim, that says, by Kedushin, only the father could do it. By Get, Rabbi Yehuda says the Chachamim both can do it. By marriage, only the father. So he says, why? He says like this. Gerishin the Machnetis Atma L'shus Aviyah. Gerishin, divorce. That the father is getting the girl back, because she's a 12-year-old girl. If she gets divorced from her husband, where is she going? She's going home. Right? She's a kid. So therefore, because it brings her back to the father, bein he, bein avia. Either her or her father. Because the father wants her back. Because they have control over her, right? So then, he says, if it's a case of get, the Chachamim say he can get it, and the father doesn't care if the girl gets it, as long as she comes back. But Kedushin, the Mafkas Atzma Mishu Saviyah, Kedushin that gets her out of the father's domain, because now she goes to the husband, or at least partially goes to the husband, so then the father doesn't want the girl to get it. The father only wants that he should make this choice and the decision if he wants to take the Kedushin or not. Therefore he says, Aviyah V'lehi. This is where we're up to last time. So the Gemara asks, but in Maimer, the Mavkas Atzmir Shusaviyah, Maimer is like this. And this is relevant for the Gemara coming up. If a brother dies, this is where we left off in the middle last time. A brother dies without kids. A man dies without kids. The brother has to do Yibum. Okay? Now, biblically, how does Yibum work? He marries her, that's it. No Kedushin, no nothing. Intimacy makes her marry, that's it. Chacham came along and said, no, we want a rabbinic Kedushin. It's called Maimer. Okay? So it says, Maimer, by Kedushin of a Yevama, that it removes her from the father's domain, Utanan, and yet the Mishnah says, Ketana min Eidusin, a girl from the age of Eidusin under Bas Mitzvah, Ein eis and ba maimer. You cannot do kedushin with this girl, this yavama, ela midasa via, only with the father knowing about it. Because she's a minor. A minor, even by kedushin, needs the father to accept the kedushin because she's a baby. She's not an adult yet. Ba nairo, but a girl, be midasa atzma, be midasa via. But if she's 12, and she needs to do yibum, so Chacham said you need to do maimer, which is kedushin. Who can accept it? Bei midas atzma, bei midas aviha. Her or her father, right? Now, what's happening over here? She's leaving the father's domain. She's going into the yavama with kedushin of maimer, and yet this Bryce, the Mishnah says, which obviously is the Chachamim's opinion, that it goes to either her or her father. So the Gemara says, why Rabbi Yochanan says over here, Kedushin, where she leaves the father, can only be accepted by the father. So why by Maimer of Yavama, can the Gemara says either her or her father does it? Either one. So the Gemara says, you're right. Alihi itmar, hochi itmar. If you want, this is the way. Okay. Mem Dalid. No. It's stuck, that's why you... there. Three lines down on top of the page. So Mara says like this, Eli Itmar, Hachi Itmar, this is the way to learn it. Amr Rabbi Yisi B'Rab Chanina, Rabbi Yisi B'Rab Chanina said, my time at Rabbi Yechanan Aliba Drabanan. What is the reason why Rabbi Yechanan, according to the Chachamim, says that only the father can accept the Kedushin? That only the father can accept the Kedushin? He says like this, Kedushin midaita. Because Kedushin needs the woman's consent. Okay? Now, because you need somebody to give her over. Okay? The husband's acquiring the wife. So you need somebody giving her over. So because she's only 12, and you need, like so to speak, a mature opinion, so therefore only the father could do it. I'll explain in a second. Gerushin de Baal Karcha, divorce which can be against the woman's will, biblically, not nowadays, bein he, bein be'avil. She or the father can do it. Meaning like this. Something you need to acquire willingly, you need a certain level of maturity. Something that I can force you to accept, you need less maturity because your intent of receiving it doesn't matter because we can do it against your will. Now, in biblical law, a man just can't come over to, he sees a girl, falls in love with her, throws a ring at her, and, you know, puts it, comes over there, takes her hand, puts the ring, and says, Ariat Mukadash al Tibit Tabazu. It doesn't work. Kedushin needs willingness of the woman. Okay? Where do we learn it out from? Interestingly, we learn it out from Rivka. When Eliezer came to Rivka to get the Shidduch for Yitzchak, so what did Lavan and Bethuel say? V'nishal espia. Let's call the girl and let's ask her. Which teaches us that a girl needs to do it willingly. Get, not nowadays, biblically, if a man didn't like his wife, he could take a get, throw it at her. It lands in her domain, she's divorced. Nowadays, Rabbeinu Gershom said you can't do that anymore. Now a woman has to willingly accept a get also. But biblically, in Talmudical times at least, which was before Rabbeinu Gershom, you can divorce a woman against her will. So he says like this, where do you need stronger maturity? By Kedushin. Because what's going on by Kedushin? The man is acquiring the woman. The woman has to agree to become married. Right? By divorce, she doesn't need any opinion. There is no opinion. You can do it against her will. You throw her the get in her house, in her bag, in her hand, she's divorced. So therefore, the Gemara says not like this. Rabbi Yechanan says, Kedushin, that you need maturity, only the father could do it. Because the girl's only 12. She's not a full-fledged adult yet until 12 and a half. But divorce, that you could do it even against the will, then either he, she, or her father could do it. Because you don't need maturity of acceptance, because you could do it against the will. If you could do it against your will, even if I scream I don't want it, doesn't help. So therefore, get, either one could do it, but Kedushin, Rabbi Yechon says, only the father could do it.
Then she's not sure whether or not
to. Yeah.
Maybe not wait another 6 months and
then. He wanted to.
It's a little bit like,
why did parents marry off the kids when they're 8, 9?
They couldn't afford them.
So he did. They found a guy that's willing to afford to take care of them. So they did it. They'd end up in jail.
They actually had marriage relationship, or they waited till they became physically strong, bigger.
No, they could, over three, they can have intimacy.
Chachamim would say, have a say in a matter, right? If the girl's too little.
Only for Yibun, whether to do Yibun or Chalitza. No, the Chum couldn't have any say in the matter. By regular marriage, not by Yibun.
Yeah.
Chum have no say. The father has the choice. The Torah says the man comes along as Biti Nasati Lishazeh. I gave my daughter to this man. And he's making up that she wasn't a virgin and all that, you know. So what you do with the Torah says. But the bottom line over there, the Gemara says, the father is believed to say, I gave my daughter away in marriage. But therefore, the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yechonah, say that has to be only the father doing it, not the girl doing it.
Did he say if she becomes mature, can she say, I don't want to be with him anymore?
Or no, that's not if the father marries her off. We mentioned last week, if the brother or his mother marries her off, she's an orphan, and the mother or brother marry her off under Bas Mitzvah, as soon as she becomes Bas Mitzvah, she can say, I don't want it. It's called miun. And then she's free.
But when she grows up, psychology is not going to affect her. When it's like, almost, you know, like I'm like a toy. You can't do anything with me. I mean, is
it... What do you mean, can do anything? You can do anything with her?
I mean, how do you explain it nowadays, in modern days, like when I explain to somebody, you say, you know, it's very hard to explain to somebody these things, no?
Yeah, but there was a different maturity level in the olden days, and also... That, instead, there was a lot of kidnapping in those days. Okay? People would come. You're talking about in the time of the Middle Ages, you're talking about the Crusaders, you're talking about people that would come and just kidnap kids, use them as slaves, But if they were married, they didn't do it. That much decency they had. Okay? So people then were pushed scared of what can happen to their daughter. They may end up kidnapped or taken away, and so they would marry them off even at a young age. Besides the fact that officially the girls were much more mature than today.
At 8 and 9?
They're more mature than 8-year-old, 9-year-olds today.
Who knows?
That's what they say. I'm saying I wasn't in the olden times.
How old would the men be?
The men have to be over 13 to do Kedushin.
So you get like a 13 and a half
year old man. You have to be able to afford
that,
right?
Yeah.
It should be like 45 for the marriage
age of a girl. It was possible then too. You don't have 60-year-old men today marrying 20-year-olds?
I understand okay. that. I understand.
That's a 40-year difference.
But he's got at least a few that. More millions.
True.
Not a 45-year-old guy marrying an 8-year-old girl. That wouldn't happen today.
It's the same thing as a 60-year-old marrying a 20-year-old, 18-year-old.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so.
You think she's more mature than 8 years old.
Okay, but whatever it was, that's the way in the olden times they were allowed to do it.
In Thailand, tomorrow.
Today we don't do it, I mean, obviously. Okay, so the Gemara asks now, buddy, Maimer, but again, the Gemara is going back to the Yibum story. By the case of Maimer, when there's Kedushin for Yevama, and yet it says over there, Bein hi, Bein aviyah, Maimer is also not against her will. Right? Yet, it says that she or the father could do it. So Gemara says no. Maimer over there is speaking about Kocha, she could not do it against her will too. The Rebbe, which is Rebbe's opinion. Okay? Meaning, I'll explain this in a second. The Tanya says in the Braisa, if a guy does this kedushin with his yavama, the girl he's supposed to do yibum with, shalei mi daitu without her consent. In other words, he throws it at her. What? Why would he do maimer? Let's go back a little bit. Maimer was done because, like we learned, when a girl has to do yibum. Okay, well, let's see, there's five brothers. Yeah? One dies. There's four brothers. Yeah? Yeah? So, what Maimer does is basically excludes all the other brothers. This girl cannot marry anybody else anyway in the world. The girl who needs to do Yibum, until she marries the guy, or does Chalitza with the shoe and that whole process, cannot marry anybody anyway. She's not allowed to. So what's the purpose of doing Maimer to a Yavama? To exclude the other three brothers that I got and not you guys. Okay? So Gemara says, what happens if a guy did Maimer against the will? But it's really a Kedushin. Okay? Now, biblically, you don't need it. Because biblically, God made the Shidduch. God said, you got to marry her. Right? It literally a Shidduch made in heaven.
She's the oldest brother.
Well, no. Well, again, you go to the older brother, ask him, yeah, no, then you go to the next. If all say no, then you go back to the oldest brother and say, either marry her or chalitza her. So now the question is, can you do maimer, the kedushin, by yavama against her will or not?
Okay.
Can you, the girl that you have to do yibum with, right? Or somebody has to do yibum with her. One, they have to marry you because she's a widow without kids, right? So the brothers have to marry her. Or so what happens if a guy did maimer, one of the brothers did maimer, meaning kedushin, without her consent? They threw money at her without her consent.
Not the oldest, one of the youngest.
Anybody, any of them.
You would think that
her consent is important here.
So 1 minute. So Rabbi says, Kana. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, she has to do yibum with only that brother. And Chacham says, no, you can't do it against her will. Let me explain this whole concept, and then we'll explain it outside, and then we'll see it inside the Gemara. Normal Kedushin, we said, has to be done willingly. You can't come over to a girl in the street, give her a ring, and say, you're mine. I mean, you know, it doesn't work like that. She has to agree to it. Okay? But what happens in the case of Yibum? Okay, the brother dies. The girl has to marry the brother.
She needs support.
What happens if the girl doesn't want him?
She still needs support.
She still needs to marry him.
I thought you could put something in the shoe or something like that.
No, what happens? The brother says, no, I'm not doing chalitza. I want to marry you. He says, I want to marry you.
So she's forced to marry him.
Huh?
She has no say in the matter.
She has no say in the matter.
She has no say, it's because, logically, it's because of the support for the children. No,
well, that's, the Torah says you should support her. But besides that, even the guy's broke. Okay? Yeah. It doesn't matter. The Torah says he has to marry the girl. Okay? Unless if they do chalitza. Only if there's no children. Otherwise, you're not allowed to. Right? Okay? The woman died. The brother died. The woman didn't die. The woman, brother died without children. Okay? So the Torah says, you gotta marry one of those brothers. Okay? Whether you like it or not. Whether Yavama says, I hate their guts. Okay? But the guy says, no, I want her. It's against the will. Okay? Now, Kedushin, on the other hand, is not against a woman's will. Okay? So the question is, Maimer, which means Kedushin by a Vama. Do we liken it to all Kedushins that have to be willingly? Or do we liken it to the actual intimacy, which is even against her will?
Well, It's different because there's a positive mitzvah in Torah that says
first of all, it wouldn't happen today.
So the question is, though, that's for the mitzvah of Yibum itself. But now that the Chachamim made the mitzvah of Maimer, that you do Kedushin to the girl before you live with her, is that similar to all Kedushins? Or did they make it similar to the din of Yibum itself?
So the question, so Mashiach comes back, right?
Come back, yeah.
Wait, this Hayesel, it comes back, right? So you go by the same laws as you do?
Yeah.
And like,
the Rambam says there's going to be Karbanis and there's going to be all the laws of the Torah is going to be. Peter's going to have a field day with this. This Mashiach guy.
Everything starts applying.
Everything comes back, yeah?
Anyway, I'm just saying, so can also she comes have back, three wives. This 80-year-old girls can marry 45-year-old guys.
You know what I'm saying? Yep.
Wow.
But Amram says all the laws are going to go back to where they were. Now, certain things might be instituted for the benefit of the world. But, so, even now, it's not that we don't have the din of Yibum. The Chacham say today you have to do Chalitz instead of Yibum. But it's not that there's no din of Yibum. Yibum exists, but the Chacham say gives you an option, Yibum or Chalitz. The Chacham say you have to do Chalitz to permit it to marry anybody else.
That 13-year-old boy.
Right. That had to be for the girl to be able to remarry somebody else except a Kayan. So the Gemara says like this. There's an argument between Rabbi and the Chachamim. Maimer of Yibum. The Kedushin of Yibum. Which is rabbinic. Do we liken it to all Kedushins? Meaning all Kedushins have to be willingly. So does the Maimer. That's what Chachamim hold. Rabbi holds, no, we liken it to the mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum is against the will, the Kedushin of Yibum is against the will.
That one makes sense.
Huh?
This one makes sense.
Why?
Because anyway she has to marry him.
The question is, now what does the Maimer do that the other brothers can get her? That aspect of is what Maimer matters.
Which brother wants to marry him? There's three of them. How does they choose?
It doesn't matter. What happens is they all want.
Yeah, they all want. They want.
So officially, you start from the oldest. Mm. What happens if a younger brother did Maimer? He gets him. You snooze, you lose. He got it, she gets it. He gets it.
What's Maimer? Sorry.
Kedushin for Yibum. If the brother dies, right, so you have to marry her.
Right.
So you don't really need Kedushin. The Chum said you make a Kedushin. It's called Maimer. Kedushin of a Yavam is called Maimer. Okay, so Mar says like this. My time of the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe hold that even if it's against her will, it's good? So he says, Gomer Bia the Yavama. He learns it out from intimacy of Yavama. Meaning, just like how do you acquire the Yavama by being with her even against her will? So the same thing, the Kedushin, like we said, is the same thing, Kedushin, of a Yibum, of a Yavama, you could do against the will. So the Gemara says, Afochanami, the same thing over here by Maimer, Kedushin of a Yavama, it could also be against the will. Balkarchel. Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan hold no. He says, Mich Savri, Yalfinim mi Kedushin. We learn it now from ordinary Kedushin. Because what is Maimer really? Maimer really is Kedushin. Right? So he says like this. Ma kedushin de midaito. Just a kedushin can only be performed when the woman agrees. Afochanami midaito. This is also needs to be willing. So therefore the Gemara just said like this. The Gemara's question is, according to Rabbi Yechon, kedushin can only be the father. So why by Maimer does it say the father? Or the girl. So like my answer is because that goes according to Rebbe that says you could do it against the will. If you could do it against the will, just say by get, the father or the girl can get it. Same thing, Maimer, which is also against the will, the father or her get it. But by a normal Kedushin, regular normal Kedushin, only the father could do it, not the girl. Because it has to be willingly, and the father needs to be able willingly to give her over. There's a very funny expression in the Rambam. Rambam says that a person's minor children are really his property. It wouldn't go well in today's world. But the Rambam says a person's minor children are basically his property. In Torah law, the father can sell his daughter as a slave. Right? Not talking about today. Today wouldn't work. But once they're 12, you can't. You have no. They're adults. They're their own people.
The boys too. They can sell their boys.
No. A father can't marry off his son either. I'm not talking about paying for the wedding. I'm talking about doing the kedushin for him. Father can't come. Okay, he sees a girl he likes. He says, "Oh, this girl's great for my son." The father goes to the girl and says, "Ariat Mukadesh is to my son." It doesn't work. Doesn't work. Unless if the son made his father a shliach to do it. Then the father could do it like any other shliach.
Rambam only talks about the year?
No. In fact, it's what Rambam is talking about is a very strange din. It says somewhere in the Chumash that when Hashem punishes people, they make the little kids die. But if you say, so Rama explains why the father sins so the kids suffer. Like, you know. So Rama said, because it's really his property. You need to understand exactly how that works from a psychological Torah point of view. Why is it like that? But that's what he says. So the Torah gives jurisdiction to a father, marry off the daughter, and again, like we said at the beginning, in those days when kidnapping happened, okay, a man will come, if a girl could do it on her own, right, any man is going to convince a girl, I'll give you a lollipop, if you become Mukadashis to me. You know what I mean? It's going to be hefker. It's going to be free-for-all. Right? It's like the Gemara says that God forbid if a girl was mamish retarded, you know, all the men would be taking advantage of her. They would lock her up. Not God forbid to be in jail. Just for her own safety. The Bezin would lock her up to protect her. So you can't allow a girl, under a six-year-old girl, to make a decision who she wants to marry. The guy will give her an ice cream cone, and she'll become a Kadeshah Stim. I mean, you know, it's not going to work. So the father was given the jurisdiction. Why? Just from a logical perspective. Because girls were kidnapped and girls were who knows what, and then they married them off, and they were safer that way, that's all.
He's protecting her.
Protecting her. But you can't have the girl making a decision, so the father makes a decision.
I still don't understand that. How is she more safe at the husband's home than at her own father's home?
Because once a girl was married, they wouldn't kidnap them.
In other words, really a kidnapper would consider...
That aspect of it, yeah. They did. They would.
So as far as the ownership of the boy, so what ownership does the
father? The father doesn't have ownership of the boy.
He doesn't?
Nope.
So what is Rabban referring to?
No, it's just that he's his property in case the kid gets punished, because he'll get punished for the father's sins.
In other areas, the father owns whatever the kid owns, whether it's a boy or girl, right? If a kid.
Yeah, that's because the father supports him.
So the boys that.
But like the Mishnah Bar Metzia says, when a kid Metzia is b'nei obitei agdelim, a kid gdelim, okay, simply means over Bar Bas Mitzvah. Yeah, find something in the street, it belongs to them. Under Bar Bas Mitzvah, it belongs to the father. So there's an argument in the Gemara, Bar Mitzvah, what does it mean big and small? Does it mean over Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah or under Bar Mitzvah? Or does it mean supported by the parents, it called small, self-supportive, it called big? And according to Halacha, the truth is, a kid that's supported by the parents, push it for decency purposes. I support you. You find something in the street, you're going to keep it. I'm supporting you. Right? It belongs to me. Because I'm supporting you. It's only right that what you find, I get. But by getting in, it's a little bit different.
Same thing for a woman, right? Anything owned, the husband owns, right?
Correct. I mean, not everything.
No,
Makomash Kansi Isha Kansa Baila, that if the husband is supporting her. What happens if the woman says, don't support me? Let's see, she has more money than he does. She says, no, do me a favor, don't support me. And, or there's other cases. Like in California, we have community property. So according to Torah, she owns 50%. Because that's the civil law, Torah says she owns 50%.
So Rabbi, a boy over here who like nowadays plays in the movie or TV, something like that, that makes a lot of money more than his parents and so on.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me if he plays in a movie and does Kedushin to a girl in a movie. No, that's a big problem, by the way.
No, I didn't
know. No, I had this not long ago, by now it's probably a few months ago. Kids were playing, boys and girls were playing. And so to speak, for a joke, a guy gives a girl something. Instead of a group of kids, high school kids. Boy comes with the girl and says, here, how do you have Mukadashasli?
And that's it.
If it wasn't a joke, I mean, it's not such a, you're talking about a married woman now. Okay? Did she willingly accept it? Was she serious? Was he serious? His stomach was a joke. She never plans to want to marry this guy. And there were no kosher witnesses, not kosher. I mean, it could be a very big shaila.
That's what happened.
In that case, it was nothing. It was a joke. And nothing even happened. I mean, that would pose a halachic question. But there are times that they would need a get. Quietly, you don't want to make a tumult. Quietly, they would go to her and get a get. And the woman has to remember, she can't marry a kohen.
Sheesh. Wow.
That happened. So he goes to the movie and he makes a lot of money.
So halachically, here, what's the father's? I mean, thank God we don't have this problem.
Yeah, some places they do. Children actors make a.
Civil law, or Torah law.
Torah law. That is the ownership. Like you said just now, if it's before Bar Mitzvah, he finds something, he's supported by the parents, it belongs to the father.
Right.
So if he was supporting himself, the kid, like in the old times, the kid used to go and work in the
fields and make money.
Right? They make money. So that money
belonged to the father, because the father still supported him, usually.
Why were they in the
But if the kid says, don't support me. But that's another question. Like, when the Gemara says old or young, doesn't mean support or not support. But according to the opinion that a kid under bar mitzvah, regardless, the money goes to the father. According to that opinion, regardless, it goes to the father.
Okay, in this case, the young people can't even support the father, but he doesn't let him to have the money. So bank.
Correct. So. No, even legally, you'd have to put in a trust fund when he gets older. Yeah.
Parents or guardians.
Yeah. You can't just. It's not his money until he gets older. Because even civil law is afraid the kid's going to spend the money, waste the money, you know. Okay. So Gemara says, "Bamaika Mifligi." What is the argument between Rabbi and the Chachamim? In other words, we just said, Chachamim learned out Kedushin from Kedushin, and Rabbi says we learn out Yibum from Yibum, right by the Maimer of Kedushin. So he says like this, Rabbi holds, Mili di Yavama, laws of Yavama, because the laws of Yavama are so unique and so different, so therefore Yavama should be learned out from Yavama. Therefore, what does Rabbi say? Yavama is against the will, the Kedushin of Yibum is also against the will. Maimir. Rabban and Savare and Rabbi Chama said, no. Kedushin mi Kedushin, Avalei Lemeil. You learn out Kedushin from Kedushin. The fact is, Maimir is Kedushin, So we need to learn it out like a regular Kedushin. Just like a regular Kedushin is not against the will, it has to be willingly. The same thing, Maimer of Yavam also has to be willingly. And now the Gemara says, Hachinami Mistabra, it's also logical, Kirmitaritz Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yechon says. Meaning, Reish Lakish said the same argument by Kedushin is by Get. I'm saying by Get is by Kedushin. And Rabbi Yechon said, no, it's a different argument. So he says, logically, is like Rabbi Yechon, meaning that by a Get, which is against the will, the father or the girl can accept it. Kedushin, which is willingly, only the father could do it, because it, and the Brice it says, Masha ain't came by Kedushin. By Kedushin it doesn't apply. Only by Get. So you see that there's a difference between Gittin and Kedushin. Exactly like Rabbi Yechon said, not like Rabbi Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Kedushin and Gittin are the same din. Right? But the Brice says, Kedushin and Gittin are different dinim. That's like Rabbi Yechon says. So the Brice seems to imply that Rabbi Yechon is right, that Get, which is against the will, the father or the girl can accept it. Kedusha, which is willingly, only the father can accept it. So the Gemara says, if so, if that's the case, then it's a question of Reish Lakish. Brises argues on Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish cannot argue on a Brise. Reish Lakish says, just say by Kedusha, by Get, both get it, so it is by Kedusha. So it is by Kedushin. So he says, the Braisa says, Kedushin, and get the two different dinim. So Gemara says, Amar Lach Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, who does that Braisa go like? Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, not the Chachamim. Until now we were talking the Chachamim's opinion, the whole Gemara. But Rabbi Yehuda said clearly, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zeches Kachas. Two people cannot acquire for one person. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, both by Get and Kedushin, only the father could do it. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yehuda said before in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda said, Avia Mekabel is Git, only the father can get the Get. So therefore, the Braisa, so the Gemara says, if that's the case, what does it mean, Masha Enkin Begedushin? What does it mean, not like the din of Kedushin? It should say, Masha Enkin Begedushin. Because the Kedushin, where he said it, it should say, Masha Enkin Begedushin, that by Gedushin, either one could accept it. So the Gemara says, Enoch Anami, you're right. And the Aidi, the Tani, Maimer, the Domila Kedushin, because it says the word Maimer, which is similar to Kedushin. So therefore, the phrase is, Masha Enkin Begedushin. But the truth is, Kedushin and Gittin are two different dinim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, here, by Get, it says, the first opinion says, she or her father can get the Get. Rabbi Yehuda says, only her. Masha'en came by Kedushin, okay? Like he says, he has the right to accept to get. So the Gemara says, no, the Braisa does not teach us the law, and it doesn't talk about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion at all. In other words, it's speaking about, Rabbi Yehuda says, only one person can accept the get. And by Kedusha, also only one person can get it.
What is his logic?
Huh? Because he says, two hands cannot acquire something for one person. It's either or. Why? Only one person can do it. You can't have two people representing the same person. And because we see in the Torah clearly the father has a jurisdiction, as Biti Nasati, so therefore Rabbi Yehuda says it's only the father.
In one case, the nullification of vows for a woman?
Also, when she's a kid, the father could do it. When she's 12 years old, she or her father could do it. If she's married, the father or the husband have to do it together.
So that's exceptional.
From 12 to 12 and a half. After 12 and a half, it's only the husband or the girl. The father's out of the picture completely. In other words, the Torah gave certain rights to the father, certain rights to the husband. Rarely as a joint. Like by a girl 12 to 12 and a half who's married, she, the father and the husband have to nullify the vow. A girl until 12 and a half, Ktana and Naira. Naira is from 12 to 12 and a half. Even a girl who's a Naira is still under the father's jurisdiction. For get, for a get, she could accept it. For Kedushin, Kodra Biechanan, only the father can accept it. After 12 and a half, the girl is called a begetis, it's a complete adult. She's completely out of the father's domain. The father cannot accept, not the get, not the kedushin.
That's the halakha?
Yeah. That nobody disagrees with. The only question is from 12 to 12 and a half, what's the story?
Where did that gray area 6 months come in?
Torah says.
But she gets five mitzvahs at 12.
Right.
So you would think that she has all the rights at that time.
No, she has the obligations of mitzvahs, not all the rights. A girl at 12 is mature enough to have obligations of mitzvahs. But the Torah says, I gave my daughter to this guy, so he has still the jurisdiction until 12 and a half. Not as far as her mitzvahs. Her mitzvahs, she's obligated as an adult at 12. Monetary ownership, the father still retains until she's 12 and a half. Once she's 12 and a half, finish with the father. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is Maimer differently? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kedushin of a divorce, right, of a Naira can only be accepted by the father. Rabbi Yehuda said before, a Naira, 12, only the father. You can't have two people doing it. The father does it. So he says, why is Maimer differently that we just got through saying that Maimer, either one can accept it? The Braisa says, by Maimer, we said before that Yehuda holds that either one could do it. What's the difference? So he says like this. By Yibum is a different din. He says like this. Hail v'zekuka imedes, she's already bound from heaven to marry the husband. Right? Therefore, she's not changing her status, really, with her or the father accepting it. In other words, like this. Get a normal kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda says only the father could do it. Why? Because kedushin changes the status from father to husband. A get changes the status from husband back to father. To change a status completely, Rabbi Yehuda says then you need the husband. I mean the father. The father. Because you need a level of maturity to be able to transform a girl from one domain to the next. Kedushin of a Yavama, she's already bound to the guy anyway. God bound her to this brother-in-law. Right? So now, what are you doing? Kedushin. You're not changing her status. She's anyway connected to the man. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the difference if she accepts it? She's not changing her status by accepting this kedushin. All she's accomplishing is that the other brothers can't get her. But her status, her personal status doesn't change. To go from a single girl to married girl is changing her status. To go from a married woman back to a single girl changes her status. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, who could do it? Only the father. But when it comes to Maimer by Kedush, by Yavama, where anyway Havin says, listen, you're marrying this guy anyway. So it's not changing your status. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that either her or the father could do it. Because you're not changing statuses. So now the Gemara says, Hashadosis Lahochi, now that you come to this concept, Rabbi Yechanan, Lein Tik, Shalach Mikar, originally there was a question asked on Rabbi Yechanan, what's with Maimer? Right? The Gemara asked a question before Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan said, according to the Chachamim, it's only the father, why by Maimer can either one do it? And the Gemara elaborated this whole Gemara that we just learned. So he says, the truth is, it's not even a question to begin with now. Bushani Maimer, Maimer is different. Herov is the Kukov Emedis, because, you know, what was the Gemara's original question of Rabbi Yechanan? How could you say, by Kedushin and by Get, only the father, and by Maimer both could do it? So now what we just answered that question too. Maimer doesn't change your status. If it doesn't change your status, either one can accept it, either the father or the girl. Kedushin, normal Kedushin, or normal Get, which changes his status, only the father can get it, not her.
So in other words, if she were to do the Sibul and they got a divorce, she could marry Cohen?
No.
You're saying it doesn't change her status?
No. If she marries the brother-in-law, let's say you forget this whole story. A guy dies without kids, the brother marries the woman,
right.
Yibum.
Right. No status change.
Not right now, she's a widow. She's a widow.
She's a widow, right.
Okay. A widow can marry a Cohen.
Right.
Okay. Now she married. Okay, if the second husband dies, she still can marry a kohen. She's still a widow.
Right.
If the second husband divorces her,
right,
then she's a divorcee. She cannot marry a kohen.
Okay.
Right.
That definitely changes the status.
Right.
This whole thing we're talking about is she's an arrow.
Yeah.
Between 12 and out.
Right.
All this.
Right. If she's a gedela, it's only her. Right.
And the minor of the father.
Correct. But all Yibum does is takes the place of the deceased brother. Like, for instance, in the laws of Yibum, what happens if a Kohen Gadol's brother died? Okay? Now, Kohen Gadol cannot marry a widow. Right? So then he would have to do chalitza. Sometimes, I remember which case it is, but sometimes there's not even a din of yibun to begin with, because it was a forbidden marriage anyway. Right? So then, he couldn't do it. So, I'll give you an example. Two brothers married two sisters. Right? Now, a man cannot marry a woman and her sister, even if he divorces her, as long as she's alive. Correct? So now you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, marry Rachel and Leah. Reuven dies. He's married to Rachel. Right? So Shimon has to do Yibum with Rachel. But he can't, because it's his wife's sister. So then remember, sometimes it says you have to do Chalitza, sometimes it says you don't have to do anything, because there's no mitzvah of Yibum over here, because it's a sin to begin with. In other words, when you have to do Yibum and you can't, that's when you do Chalitza. But I don't remember exactly the cases, but sometimes the case that if you can't do Yibum, so then you don't need Chalitza either.
This is not an exception.
Well, you can have a few cases like that.
Why do you say Misad Aser do Chalitza?
That's only when you can't do both. Here you can do Chalitza.
When God can't do Yibum, but he can do Mes Mitzvah.
Mes Mitzvah is what? Not planned, I mean. Again, I don't remember certain cases that you have to do chalitza, certain cases that you don't even have to do anything because it can't be yibum, so there's no mitzvah of yibum over here. It's like if the guy had kids. Okay. We'll just start the next piece of Gemara. This is much easier. It says in our Mishnah like this: Veish mekadesh shezbite kshinayra boy ubishluchei. Okay, a man can do kedushin with his daughter, either himself or with a shliach, like it said in the Mishnah. So it says, him and a shliach, boy ubishluchei, bo ubishluchala, but him and his daughter, no. Right? What does the Mishnah say? A man can do kedushin for his daughter, which means she can't do kedushin for herself. And the Shlokish said the same argument, which is by get is by kedushin, and if get both can do it, so they can do it by kedushin. Right? Here the Mishnah says only the man can do it, not the woman. So you have to the Shlokish. So it's a question on the Shlokish. So Gemara says, Amani Rabbi Yehudi. This is also Taka Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion says only one can accept. You can't have two people accepting something from one person. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda said, either he, she or the husband. Right? I mean, he, she or the father. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says only the father could do it. So this Mishnah says only the father can be Mekadosh his daughter, and the daughter cannot be Mekadosh herself. Right? Is according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We're just going to start this now because so it says, "Ami matzis mokim aleiket Rabbi Yehuda." How can you establish it like Rabbi Yehuda? It says because we learned in a sefer like this. Ha'em liisha is a crazy case. The guy says, "Become a kodeshes to me with this date." Not a date, going out on a date. A date that you eat. And then he says like this, Iskachi li bezu. He gives another one, become a kodeshes to me with this. Okay? Now, in order for kedushin to be valid, it has to be worth a pruta. Okay? It has to be worth the lowest denomination of Israeli coin. Yeah? The pruta. What happens, the guy says like this, he comes over to a woman with two dates. Each one is a half a pruta. Each one is worth a half a pruta. He gives her one date and says, become a kodeshes to me with this date. It's in front of two witnesses. And a second later he says, become a kodeshes to me with this date. Now, are there two half a dates or this one whole date?
Or the question is at once or twice? Like, Shekhar, after that, all once?
No, if I tell a woman, let's say a cup of soda is worth a penny, okay? I say to a woman, become a kodeshes to me with this cup of soda, and I pour the cup, the soda, into her cup. It's good kedushin. Here the problem is, the guy split it. He says, become a kodeshes to me with the date, become a kodeshes to me with the date. Did he mean one kedushin for both, or do you mean two halves?
What is different?
If it's two halves, that's not a good kedushin.
Oh, because each date is worth half a pruta.
Right.
And you can't marry somebody with a quarter of pruta.
Half a pruta.
Half
a pruta.
Half of that would be quarter.
No. Two dates. Each date is a half a pruta. If a guy would just give her one date, it says, become a kodesh with this date, and it's worth a half a penny. Is it kedushin?
No.
And 10 minutes later, a day later, he comes and says, okay, become a kodesh just to me with this date. And again, it's worth a half a perut. Is it good?
No.
This opinion says, even if it's one after another, the fact that you're saying, become a kodesh to me, that splits it in half, and therefore it's two half a dates rather than one date. So it's two kedushins, each one with a half a date, versus one kedushin with one day.
They had to be together.
Right, okay, we're going to stop here. By the way, that's it.